Good morning. It's September 23rd, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is The Tales of Beatrix Potter, Peter Rabbit, John Lanchberry and the Orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. Today's title is Lion-Haired Bunny. But ask the beasts and they will teach you. The birds of the heavens, and they will tell you, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing. Job 12:7-10. Initially, I wasn't sure I could write a devotional about a type of rabbit. But then I reflected on the pleasure my entire office staff got today out of intermittently peeking at the definition of cuteness Instagram account, quote, stinky couch underline bunny boy, close quotes. One of my patients was surviving work at home in the pandemic by requiring a unique pet. She researched and bought a chameleon, a significant expense with all the equipment and supplies involved. She was distraught when he crossed over the Rainbow Bridge only a few days after his acquisition. She then went on Craigslist looking for another pet and discovered the wonders of a lion-haired bunny. Her new pet was litter box trained in only 2 days, and is perhaps the cutest house pet I have ever laid eyes on. My patient recently traveled across the country with him and was told by the airlines in no uncertain terms that a rabbit could not travel in the cabin. My patient then went to another counter to check in and introduced her small furry pet, confined to her carry as, a kitten. That, it turns out, is totally fine with the airline. Videos of this tiny little lion are absolutely hilarious and addictive. He pops up all over the house, totally unexpected, destroys nothing, endlessly entertaining, uses the litter box, and, despite his name, turns out to not be stinky at all. A devotional is intended to be the setting apart, usually of a small portion of time and meditation, to a sacred purpose. If we all set apart a little more time to truly appreciate the wonders of God's handiwork and to thank Him for its endless diversity, from starlit nights to orange sunrise, Psalm 19, from snow-covered peaks to white sand beaches and crystal blue seas, from whale to giraffe, from elephant to Labrador, and yes, from lion to lion-haired bunny, we'd have a little less time to be hateful toward each other. Next time you even have a mean-spirited thought about a person espousing the position of another political party, or the guy who puts his bulk trash in front of your house, or the guy who shamed you for not wearing a mask when you were out walking your dog, pandemic 2020 again, think about Stinky the Couch Bunny, and maybe just smile for a while. Trust me, when you're smiling at thoughts of a lion-haired bunny, and you acknowledge the wonder of the Lord's handiwork, it's contagious. And that, for my God, is sacred. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of His hands. Psalm 19:1. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is sea vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. Psalm 104:24. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. With all our daily worries and strife, how blessed we are that you send us lion-haired bunnies. Holy Spirit, remind us that lion-haired bunnies are with us by grace, yet another of your good gifts from above, for which we are grateful, yet undeserving. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.